Hello, my lovely spinners, and welcome back to our podcast, Spinning a Yarn at the Spinning Barn. If this is your first visit, then you are really, really welcome. I'm so glad you're here. And if you have visited before, you are equally as welcome. It's great to have everybody here joining and listening in with me as I tell you all about what's been going on here at the Spinning Barn over the past month since our last episode. And some thoughts that I have about this particular episode, which is crafting well-being and five ways that crafting supports our mental well-being, which I think is really quite pertinent at the moment, isn't it? So first of all, what can I tell you about what's been going on here at the barn? Well, not a lot. It seems I've been really, really busy setting up lots of new ideas. I've got lots of things brewing as I normally do. I'm just really thrilled to say, actually, I've just started producing fabulous fiber boxes. There are six in a series, and you can subscribe to receive them a bit cheaper if you'd like to. You can save 10% on those. And each box gives you a different perspective on your spinning, really. So there's lots in there to play with. Really good fun. I really enjoyed putting all of those together, actually, as well. And I have been experimenting with some different fleeces as well, just for something a little bit different and to shake things up for myself. And this is partly due to the social group, the community spinning group, which I run online as well, which you can find on my website. I always have another idea every month for somebody, you know, to inspire people to do something maybe a bit different, something a bit out of the comfort zone. And I love long wool sheep breeds. Oh, absolutely love them. They are adorable, aren't they? The fibres are just stunning. But processing them, I find a little bit of a faff. And also having access to them as well. And I did find some recently. I found some Leicester long wool. It's actually for a specific project that I will tell you about probably in a couple of months' time. But I have been starting to process that. And oh my word, it is rather, rather yummy. It's gorgeous. It's been a bit tricky, actually, because my hands are a little bit arthritic. I'm getting old. And I have found combing a little tricky. But it's definitely been worth it. So I've been doing it in small bursts, and it is rather nice. I'm really enjoying that. So yeah, lots and lots going on. But the biggest event I must tell you about, well, as you know, I no longer breed my sheep. Although I possibly will in the future, but at the moment I'm not doing, and I haven't done for the past 3 or 4 years. But we had a very unexpected arrival here at the farm. Our little pony, Tinkerbell, was obviously in foal when we bought her. We didn't realise that she was obviously only just in foal. And last week, it was a week ago today, or just literally just before midnight, she produced a little baby girl foal. Oh my gosh, she is so, so beautiful. We have called her Bluebell. We have Tinkerbell and Bluebell. And yeah, the grandchildren obviously are thrilled, and we all are. She is absolutely adorable and really, really special. She's so lovely. So that's really all my news. And that's good, actually, because that's really started me off thinking about this, you know, mental well-being. I know it's out there, isn't it? It's something that everybody is talking about at the moment. And just holding on to those little things. You know, I feel quite tearful, actually, just just thinking about, you know, tears in a good way. Just thinking about when little Bluebell was born. We missed the birth, but we arrived sort of minutes after. And it's one of those magical, magical things, isn't it? That just makes you think that, oh yeah, life is good, isn't it? Despite all of the horrible stuff that's going on, we've got to hold on to all these little good bits, haven't we? So I think the month of May has been really quite important in terms of mental health awareness. Here in the UK, we had Mental Health Awareness Week that was supported by mentalhealthuk.org. And I'm sure that most of you must have seen so much information about it in the media. You know, and we're trying to consider the needs of everybody. And this last year has really, really taken its toll. And I suppose looking at that in a positive way, if you can take any positives out of this past year, maybe it has just highlighted all our fears, our insecurities, our problems, all these things that life throws at us and made us possibly reevaluate, I don't know. But also made us aware that when we feel like the whole world is against us, there are other people feeling just the same. But I think the key is to finding a way of supporting each other and finding support for ourselves through these times. And I will admit, I do say this from a personal perspective as well. I have been there. I have had a good couple of years, not recently, but a good couple of years with the most awful depression. You can hear me gulping, can't you? And I was lucky enough that I did have my family around me, and I was able to, you know, find my way out of it. But it still rears its ugly head every now and again, and I have to recognise those times and be able to acknowledge them and accept them and find the help that I need in whatever way that is at the time. So I think that the COVID pandemic has brought a whole host of difficulties and insecurities, hasn't it? But on very different levels for everybody. I mean, here at the Spinning Barn, my family and I have had our own challenges to deal with. Now, for me, as many of you know, the most difficult thing was keeping my business going at a time when the world seemed to be closing down. And it's taken many hours of absolute frustration to think of new ways of maintaining my spinning community. And I have had to learn very slowly and very painfully about all things techie, which, well, let's say it's not my first love, is it? However, it did pay off because I have seen all of my social media accounts increase, all my followers have increased, and my community, my spinning community, has indeed grown. So, as you're listening to this now, that obviously includes you, and I am so very grateful to each and every person that has followed me, comments on all my statuses, and stands by me. That is what we're all about, isn't it? And it really is so precious to me. And I've also been overwhelmed by how my online presence has enabled people to get in touch with me and tell me how much their spinning and their other crafts have really helped them through these difficult times. And the first time someone told me that, it really enforced to me that my struggles had been worth it. If I had been able to help one person, then my tears were all forgotten. So I've been delighted to read so many stories online about how crafting has helped so many people during the pandemic. Just like my gardening, which I've also found joy in again, well, until the slugs ate my prized runner bean plants in two sittings, or DIY, for example, crafting has nurtured us all through. So Mental Health UK launched a programme called 5 Steps to Wellbeing and gave ideas for self-help and support to improve our mental wellbeing. The steps were: connect, be active, take notice, keep learning, and give. And these steps have really inspired me to think about how that relates to our spinning. But this could be very different for you, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this as well. So let's take one at a time. Let's start with connect. So connection has always been important to me. And I think the potential loss of that connection to my spinning community was my drive to find another way, despite how hard it seemed. I've taken part in Zoom sessions from another group and enjoyed the interaction with that common connection of wool and spinning, which inspired me to keep going. But the connection to spinning, though, for me, it's my sheep, isn't it? We all know that, it's my sheep. They are the main focus of my spinning, and tending to my flock has been particularly therapeutic over the past year. The second one is be active. Now, we all know that exercise is beneficial to our physical well-being, but do we really appreciate how essential it is to our mental well-being? Now, I'm not sure that exercising one or both of my ankles, depending on my spinning wheel of choice, could actually be beneficial in terms of activity, but I'm not a natural born fitness guru. I am constantly busy, but I wouldn't say that I exercise. I used to go to the gym 3 times a week. That was back in 2013 when I was being a good girl. But I really had to make myself go. I did not enjoy it, although I know I felt so much better for it when I'd been. And you know, just as I'm actually recording this, it's making me think, I need to get up, I need to get out more. I really do need to get out and go for that walk, don't I? Yeah, I will. So recently, I've made an effort to just be outside more. I mean, obviously, I have to be active to look after my animals who support my spinning hobby. But my garden has also given me a new incentive to get out there. You may have heard that I've planted a bed of flax seeds. So that gives me a bit of a change of direction in my spinning as well. But it's also, as I say, it has kept me active. But it also means I found those muscles again that I'd forgotten about. So they obviously would benefit, wouldn't they, from me being a little bit more active. Take notice. Now, this is an interesting one, isn't it? There have been lots of wildlife programs and reports about how nature has nurtured us all over the past year. And the enforced time at home has enabled us to take notice of the little things around us. And don't those little things just, well, what we've always thought of as being little things, actually, I think now we're realizing that they are bigger things. They are more important. They're not necessarily the little things. They're not insignificant by any means. I think the bird song has seemed louder and clearer, probably because there isn't so much traffic buzzing around, is there? And I've spent time outside spinning, and I've just sat and listened to the incredible sounds around me and watched the most beautiful of our birds going about their business in blissful ignorance of the panic in the world. Oh, to be a bird. Yeah, but you know, I think it is really, really positive, isn't it? When we can just use that time. I know it's frustrating, don't get me wrong, but being able to just sit and be ourselves, I think that is really, really important, and taking notice of those things around us. Keep learning. Now, this is an easy one for us spinners, isn't it, really? Learning really is good for the brain. It is as important to keep our brains healthy as it is our bodies. And discovering spinning really is like discovering a rabbit warren of new learning opportunities, isn't it? It takes you off in so many directions with different fibres from a huge range of sheep and other animals, all of which we have to learn about to inform our spinning, not to mention the plant fibres and all of their possibilities. Then we have colours. Do we go for natural tones or colourways that reflect our mood and personalities? And how do we dye them? Do we go down the acid dye or the natural dye route? Oh, let's try both just for good measure, shall we? And not to mention the different spinning techniques. There's woolen and worsted and spinning from the lock or from the fold and gradients and cabled yarns. Now, which way do I ply all of those? Oh yes, plying. Two ply, chain ply, cable ply, spirals, all manner of artistic styles. Should I mention all the other crafts that then appear in our lives? No, maybe not today. Spinning, I think, gives us enough learning opportunities to keep our brain active and keeping it all going for a bit longer, doesn't it? And finally, we have give. Now, for me, this sums up what spinning and crafts is all about. We are a community that likes to give to others. We give of our skills to share our learning and our experiences to support other people in their craft. We give of our time to do so. And if we've all learned anything over this past year, it must be that time is precious. So feeling able to give our time, knowing that we've supported someone else and made them feel happy, surely must make us feel better too. Giving of my time and my knowledge to others has given me some of my most magical moments. When I see the penny drop for a new spinner, then I know that my time was given up wisely and effectively. And that makes me very happy. That is very good for my well-being as well. So it's quite a short one today, but I hope that it's helped you to see the benefits of crafting too. And I'm sure that you already know that, but I've heard so many people say that they shouldn't waste time on simple crafts. Well, it's these simple things in life which have sustained mankind for thousands of years, and is beginning to nurture us once more at a time in history that most of us will not have experienced the likes of before. And I hope to goodness that we don't again. I know we're not out of the woods yet, but there is light at this very, very long tunnel, isn't there? And it's getting ever brighter. We have so much to thank our crafts for. So do it, enjoy it, and indulge yourself for just a few minutes every day. You really will be thankful for it. And if the pandemic has given us the opportunity to learn a new craft or rekindle an old one, then I would really love to hear from you. I'd love to see your crafting projects. Did you achieve something amazing that you will cherish forever? I'd love to create a gallery of your projects to respectfully mark what spinning and your other crafts gave during this crazy year. So if you've got anything you'd like to send to me, please do. And obviously by sending it, then obviously you'd be giving me permission to use it at the same time, unless you say otherwise. But I think it would be wonderful to have just a collection, just to see what, you know, to really inspire and motivate, reflect upon and look back upon and find lots of positives out of what has been a bit of a crazy year, hasn't it? So stay well and happy. Keep crafting and continue to consider the 5 steps to your mental well-being. You matter. We all matter. We all need to look after ourselves and each other. Craft matters. Okay. I'll leave you with those thoughts, and I really, really look forward to hearing from you. Take care for now. Love to you all, and bye for now.